Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
This is TripleYourClients.com with your host, Andy Brown.
Find, subscribe, and listen.
Expert marketing advice to triple your clients today.
Now you can start listening.
Welcome to episode 41 of TripleYourClients.com podcast. My name's Andy Brown, and as ever, it's a sheer pleasure to have you on board. I really do acknowledge the fact that there are many, many shows out there. I was looking the other day on iTunes, and if you search in marketing and business, the list goes on and on. And that was just in the UK section. It's a competitive space, and it's amazing what's happening to podcasts and the popularity and the way that we're all listening to different shows. I'm starting to listen to a few different audio dramas, and I never used to listen to radio shows at all. It's transforming people's lives and the way they consume entertainment and also know how to improve their business, which is what this show is all about. So today is a little bit of a tutorial, really, to help you out on the issue of keeping track of your website. By that, I mean knowing whether it's up or down or whether it's reaching the targets you've set it, just to be informed, really, of what's going on. Because sometimes as a business owner, days, even weeks can go by and you're not really aware what's going on with your website. For all you know, if you're a small outfit, it might even be down and no one's actually told you. And it would be nice if someone sent you an email when it had gone down, or whether you reached a record month, because that might be due to someone linking to your website, which has increased the traffic. There's all sorts of reasons to actually be informed of its progress without actually having to log in or look at your website or anything like that, but to have an email. And today we're just going to do almost like a little tutorial, really, of how to be informed, to have that knowledge on your phone, to have those emails that tell you what's going on. And they're called custom alerts within Google Analytics. And it's very easy to set up. And I'm just going to run through now how to do it so that you can see how easy it is. If you log into your Google Analytics, there's a whole left-hand side navigation, which can be a bit confusing. They've changed the terminology over the years, and you have things that are called dashboards and audience, real-time, intelligence events, behavior, and you're trying to work out sometimes what they mean, and then there's a sub-menu. It can be quite complex, but today, if you click on intelligence events, which is near the top, it's quite easy to understand below that, because there's four different options below that called overview, daily events, weekly events, and monthly events. If you click on overview, we can talk about it another day, you get the automatic alerts that Google Analytics sets up for you. But today we're just going to talk about a basic custom alert, a daily event that I have set up for my own website. And if you click on daily events underneath intelligence events, you get an option to create a custom alert, and that's halfway down the page on the right. And you're nearly there when you hit on that button, as I'm doing now as I speak, because you now have the option to set up all sorts of alerts. But this one's going to be, if your website receives, for instance, maybe less than 10 impressions in a day, if that happens, you know that something's gone wrong with your website. So it asks you to give it a name, you fill that in, you apply to all website data, which is effectively all of the information that's coming into your website. Most people have that. This is like the default standard for the whole of your website. The period is already set to day because you set daily events. You give it an email address so that it knows where to send this alert to. And then you have alert conditions. So you just go with the default, which is all traffic. And below there, you can have sessions, and you can say, when sessions is less or greater than a certain number, and the number is what you put into a field called value, and then you save the alert, and that's it. So for instance, I've got an alert which is if my website in a day receives less than 10 impressions, then please notify me, because there's something going wrong there. I could have it as one impression or two impressions. If it's that low, you know something has gone wrong in the day. It's not an immediate alert to let you know whether your website's gone down. If your website is that critical, then there's specialist software to let you know. And I've installed that on e-commerce sites that I had in the past, where they're always, these systems are pinging your website continually on a 15-minute rotor to let you know whether your site's up. If your website's not that critical to your business, but you do need to know you know, by the end of the day, whether there's a problem, then these daily alerts you can set up within Google Analytics are very, very useful. Another alert I have set up is if I reach a certain number of sessions in a week and also a month, because I have targets I set myself of growth in my traffic. And if I reach them, particularly the daily ones, if I go over a certain number, then that's a good confidence booster. It motivates me to work harder, and it's just a good all-round alert to have. You know, you're out there with your business, suddenly it says your website's hit a certain level, then you feel good about yourself. It's a confidence booster, and also just, you know, like it says, it's an intelligence that you have to aid you with your website. Now, it might be, like I say, said before, it could be just one person is suddenly linked to your website and they have a lot of traffic and suddenly it's bounced up, or it could be just the result of your content marketing and it's reached a level where, you know, it's got over, you know, onto a new level, as it were. It's broken through the barriers that you had in the past. And, you know, you can do greater or less, or you can also do it where your traffic is increased by a certain percentage, a little bit more involved, but it just depends how you're tracking your website. Also, I've kept it quite simple. We're just talking about sessions, but you can track page views, bounce rates, average session duration, new sessions, goals. I'm just clicking through a few different options here. Whether you reach a certain goal, that's quite good for e-commerce. And there's a whole e-commerce section about purchases. And near the bottom, there's something that called clicks, where you've got impressions. So you could not do sessions. You could do impressions or clicks or cost or CTR if it increases your click-through rate. There's a whole host of different options. But just by setting up a very simple one, which is all your traffic, just telling you when the sessions get higher than a certain number or lower than a certain number, gives you that intelligence whether your website's breaking new limits, as it were, in number of traffic, or maybe it hasn't even got off the starting blocks and you know something's wrong, and you get that daily report back to you. And you can do weekly and monthly ones as well. So I thought that's just a useful kind of thing to set up, really. It takes you less than 60 seconds to do. And it gives you that peace of mind, particularly if you're going away on a holiday or away from the office, or you know you're not logging into your website for a little while, then I think you'll benefit from that. So that's the end of today's show, just a little techie show, really. There's so much I could talk about with Google Analytics, but I do try and keep it to a basic level where you can just sort of dip into it, get something sorted out and dip out, and take it from there, and then add to it rather than go into Google Analytics and try and set up lots of goals and alerts and reporting. And half the time you don't even go back to it, even though there is so much data in there. So keep it simple. That's usually the best way. So before I go, I just got one other thing to trouble you with. I'm looking for more iTunes reviews. It's very important if you're trying to get a bigger audience to your podcast that you do have iTunes reviews. I haven't really pushed this in the past. I'm guilty of that, and I listen to a lot of shows, and you get people, hosts, that are asking for reviews, and I've done a little bit of research, and I can see why they're doing it, because if you get reviews, even if it's 5 or 10 reviews, it counts a lot for ranking. Like I said at the beginning of the show, there's a lot of different shows out there, and Apple will rank your show in the iTunes rankings higher up if you've got better reviews. They're out of 5 stars, and if you've got between sort of 4 or 5 stars representing a really good show, then you're really going to go or push yourself up near the top of the rankings, whichever category you're trying to optimize for. So for anyone who actually takes the time to leave a review, I really will appreciate that, and I will give a shout out in the show to your business and who you are if you would like that, because I can't thank you enough if you do leave a review. I know what it's like having to sort of take time out of your day to do something like that, but I would appreciate it. So that's the end of the show. More tidbits and business information for you in the future. Hope you enjoyed it, and please share with your friends. If you've got any questions, my email is andybrown@tripleyourclients.com, and until another show, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.
Have you ever wished you had more visitors to your business website? where you switch a button and instantly benefit from a steady, consistent stream of new potential clients and customers. One such proven way to do this is by using Google AdWords. Unfortunately, many businesses fail to take advantage of this opportunity, make huge mistakes, and waste their marketing budget. This is why I recommend you head over to tripleyourclients.com and grab Andy's free 44-page report on the 17 ways to maximize your Google AdWords ROI today. Simply enter your name and email on the homepage to have full access to Andy's special report within seconds.